Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. And now, Sonny Carolla reads a tweet from James Woods.
Learn this. Libel me, I'll sue you. If you die, I'll follow you to the bowels of hell. Get it?
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I thought that'd be fun to ruin my son.
That's good.
And believe me, we can keep that kid going all the way through college.
And they say you're setting a bad example.
No! I want to thank MedMen for this half of the show at MedMen.com. Let them know I sent you. Castrol Edge, Titanium Strong for maximum engine performance, and Geico. Go to Geico.com. Phil Rosenthal is
Hello.
Back.
Yes!
Somebody feed Phil. A great show.
Thank you.
It's... you know, there's two negatives. The one is, why am I not doing that? Like,
right.
there's an element where you just get jealous. Like, you go, damn, it looks so good, and it looks so fun, and it looks so awesome. And then there's a part also where it does make you want to go out and eat.
That's what I want. I want to get you to travel.
At that point.
Goal. Yes. So that's the goal. And by the way, just so you feel a little bit better, it took 10 years to get the show.
I feel better now.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know.
But if you
Was
got food poisoning.
Yes.
Season 2 now streaming on Netflix. Let's see. There's Buenos Aires. There's Venice. There's Copenhagen. Cape Town. New York.
We just binged a whole bunch of episodes on the way back from Hawaii. We had a 6-hour flight.
Oh,
course,
yeah.
So she watched a whole bunch of them.
Nice.
I guess you could ask this, but best city for you?
Best city?
Well,
like,
I mean.
Ever?
Give us a top three for eating.
I mean, how could you beat Venice?
Italy wins. That's first of all. I do have a bias. I love Italy. If I'm going to go on vacation, you're going to say, where do you want to go? I'm going to always say Italy. It doesn't mean I don't love the other place. I do. Here's a place, though, that was a huge surprise to me. I was expecting, I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been there, but we did Copenhagen, right? Have you been?
Never.
Anybody?
No.
It's like a utopian society. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is universal healthcare. It's free college. It's the cleanest air, food, and water that I've ever seen on the planet.
Wow.
Everyone's happy. Everybody rides a bike. Everybody's
I was about to say, add this to my rich man, poor man column.
Yes.
Everyone rides a bike. It's either the best or the worst.
Yes. But there's no like great disparity between, you know, some guy in a purple Bentley and a homeless guy in the street. There seems to be a kind of
homogeny.
Yeah, but nice, very nice. Like imagine the Hudson River. If they built a deck out there, you could sun yourself on the deck, and then a water slide for the children to go in the river, and the boats are going by and they're fishing, they're eating food from the river, and the kids are playing it. Like, why don't we want this?
What a life.
We want this. Yes.
Favorite North American city for food, culinary.
We're
city.
In it.
L.A.
L.A. is the best food city in America and maybe the world at the moment.
Wow. Where,
because the world is here.
Yeah.
Where is Big Gay Ice Cream? We were talking about that a million years ago. We went in New York, but we're talking about having it out here.
We had a gay date. And we went to Big Gay Ice Cream.
Worth it.
Worth it. Totally worth it. Adam's wonderful.
Are they opening one out here?
I heard rumor that they were.
But it was like 3 years ago we were talking about it.
These things are tricky. First of all, the city, then financing, then all, it's, you know, and then people's personalities, everything gets. But that's a great place, Big Gay Ice Cream in the West Village, believe it or not.
Right next to Marie's Crisis Piano Bar.
Narcissistic note, my movie Uppity is ready to go.
I want to see it.
I'd love to show it at one of your film and pizza nights.
Yeah.
So before you leave today, we should get some opening on some schedule or something and do it.
I've been dying to see it. But was there a delay? Did something happen?
No, just what happened was is the movie's not out yet because some entity that show business is one of those. The thing that bothers me about show business is I talk for a living and I never stop talking. And show business is a business where they go, here's some really cool shit. Now you can't talk about it. And you go, why?
Right.
And then if you ever do talk about it, it never seems to be a problem. They always go, don't talk about it.
Of course.
But there's never been any repercussions.
No, of course.
We're talking about it's equivalent of you can't go in the pool. You just ate 18 minutes ago, but yes. No one ever got a cramp.
No.
So
they think don't talk about the thing before it's ready to come out because they think if somebody picks up that as coverage in their article, they'll never revisit it.
Right.
Mm.
That's what they think. I don't think that ever happens because a year passes. Nobody remembers anyway.
We did a story on that a year ago.
Yes, of course not.
Ridiculous. Yes.
So basically, I'll talk about it a little bit.
Yes.
Showtime has seen it and wants to do a series, a possible series.
That's interesting.
About it. Yeah, which is weird because when you make a documentary, you don't think anyone wants to do a series about your documentary.
So they
feels
want that
weird.
Character as a lead character in a fictional series.
Yes.
I see.
But I don't know if I was told not to talk about it. Well, anyway, I'll talk about it.
We'll cut this out.
Now we have a pilot to work on for that series, but we don't know if Showtime wants the documentary or not.
Oh.
Why was Phil's interview only 5 minutes long?
Yes, right.
So,
by the way, Epix just stole the idea and it's dead.
It has delayed us coming out with the movie because now there's Showtime involved.
But it is ready.
It's ready and it's ready to show in your den.
We saw it on the cruise last year, a version of which I heard has been tweaked a little bit, but it's very good.
Do you enjoy the cruise? I did my first cruise this summer.
It's pretty sweet.
We love the cruise.
I love the cruise too. I thought I would hate it. I thought it would be a cheap Vegas buffet in the water. And it wasn't. It was fantastic. I loved every second of it. My wife and I, we just went for 5 nights. Every day the door opens and you're in another city in Europe.
Where did you port?
We had a great time. It started in Barcelona. It went to Marseille. It went to Monte Carlo and Tuscany and Rome Naples. And then I got off. I didn't want the full cruise. They gave us the cruise if I tweet about it once.
You're living the life, man. You're a broker. You're an influencer.
Yeah.
What is so? Let's see if we can work this out.
Yes.
We're in LA. Best pizza, best hot dog, best steak. Trying to think. Let's just start there.
What do you want first? Best pizza.
Let's go pizza.
I'm going to say mozza.
Yeah. Sure.
There's some home cooking going on there. Mozza is the best.
And there's a new place that opened in Brentwood called Pizzana.
Yes.
Which I think is phenomenal.
I've been there. It's amazing.
Amazing. Have you been there yet?
No. I live my life through Brian. I went to the Pollo Loco in La Cañada. He's over
Get
there.
The chicken.
I used to live on that.
Now, for just like a layman's pizza, you're on your way home, you grab something. What do you think of Demore's? Have you been?
Yeah, it's fine.
But you don't think it's great. I think it's very good.
I think it's good. I do.
Okay, it's good.
I'm never going to disparage someone on the show, except for the Dodger dog.
Yeah.
You're in good company.
Adam and I, that was
our first bonding experience.
Phil, what do you think? My theory, I think LA has, obviously, where we are and who we are, an incredible, or the world's best tacos, or just an incredible array.
Yes.
But after that, LA does burgers so well. So Republic, you introduced me to their
burger. I love it.
There are 10 or 12 world-class
burgers. Never say die.
Yeah,
have you had that?
No, I've not.
Wow, it was a pop-up. They were doing it in the backyard until they got closed down. But now there's going to be a brick-and-mortar Burgers Never Say Die. If you guys are listening, remember your friend Phil.
Now, I know about Bel Campo because of you.
That's good,
and
too.
And I can't stay away from there.
That's good, too. We have a lot of good burgers.
Yeah.
Best steak in
LA. I'm going to say at Kispaka, which is the Tuscan Grill restaurant as part of the Mozza Triplex on that corner.
It's on Melrose.
And by the way, the steak, before that opened, the steak at Osteria Mozza was pretty damn good, too.
Tell me if I should hold this against Mozza. I went there a number of years ago with Jimmy and a few other guys to order the pizza. And I said, I shall have meatballs as a topping on my pizza. And they said, we do not offer meatballs on the pizza. And then a few moments later, Jimmy said, we'll have the meatball appetizers. And they said, how many orders? And I thought to myself, why don't you just take those meatballs,
hold off,
cut them in half,
and put them on my pizza.
No, I know. Pizzas.
And they're like, we don't do that.
Well, if you have a chef who really cares, they want to give you what they want to give you. You know, there are those people. And I can't complain about it. First of all, I'm an investor, if we're going to be full disclosure. But if it was my place, would I do it? Yeah, but I'm not the chef. I'm not,
So the chef has determined meatballs are not a proper topping on a pizza.
Or that they would have to change, like, every single pizza that Nancy Silverton supervises there and created the recipe for, every single detail, every spice has been considered. So they wouldn't just chop meatballs up and throw them on a pizza. It has to be thought about.
And also the structural, the pizza itself is so sort of delicate.
That's right. She wants it not to flop.
Right, exactly.
Cuts, right? It's a whole thing.
Give us your pizza power rankings, your top three in terms of toppings. What's number one?
Oh, wow. Well, nothing beats a great pepperoni pizza, right?
I mean,
I just love that.
There's a few things.
I love it. Well, I also love, I love sausage, especially the sausage pizza at Mozza. It's delicious. Mm-hmm.
Sausage is the best.
That's my number one.
Sausage and onion, or sausage and pepper.
You ever been to Crispy Uncle's place?
No, but Brian has.
Yes, I have several times.
Yes,
They have a Sunny Boy pizza.
But the way it retains the smoke from
the... spectacular.
Jesus.
We've been to his place in Arizona, outside of Phoenix, a few times. Yeah. Hey, check Phil's Zodiac sign.
I have it.
Nobody cares, but there's a pizza Zodiac sign, and we want to know what your Zodiac sign is and what you like on a pizza. According to the graphic to your right. What is your zodiac sign? Okay.
I'm going to go over and inspect it.
I have it here. Phil is an Aquarius.
Oh, Phil's an Aquarius.
Which means he's a margarita man.
He's a margarita pizza man.
Oh, I don't like a margarita pizza.
Nothing wrong with it, but... Nothing right with it.
He likes the meat lovers.
And the Libra.
He likes half and half.
I like variety. I do. I love a garlic and onion slice. Oh, that's delicious.
She and I are talking.
I think garlic is like long hair on a hot chick. It just makes it better. Mm-hmm.
Garlic is great on
it makes everything better.
I never had garlic until I left my parents' house.
That's really?
True. I tell the story all the time. I say, when did your love of food come in? It was when I went to college and some freshmen went out to a perfectly crappy restaurant on Long Island, and we're eating just pasta and sauce. It's all we could afford. And I'm like freaking out. This is the most delicious thing I ever had. They said, it's just pasta and sauce. I said, whoa. There's little chopped up white bits of what is this? I'm 17. They go, what, garlic? I said, yes, garlic. I never had garlic. I was living like an animal.
It just makes everything better. Everything is better with garlic in it. Speaking of Goodfellas.
Yeah, indeed.
Razor thin. Are you guys Stinking Rose fans? I've never been. You're not a fan.
I said I didn't want to disparage anything.
Oh, Phil.
Never been.
The one in San Francisco years ago, the original, I got it, I understood it, yes.
Okay.
Came here, no.
No.
Well, I'll tell you why it's a no for me. If I ever get that far down La Cienega, I got to turn into Laurie's.
Yeah, it's right across the street. Yeah.
I was just there again. A home run every time.
Lowry's.
How many places are as consistently great as Lowry's? My father's favorite restaurant.
It's a factory.
That big
amazing.
Art Deco aluminum blimp that
Don't
pulls up
that?
And they just cut it for you
When they wheel around the taco seasoning?
Yes.
Once or twice a year, Lowry's.
Yes, absolutely.
There are these. LA has that too. The classics. Mm-hmm. Musso and Frank's. If you get the right thing, it can be a fantastic dinner. And the martini with the little sidecar. Oh.
All right, let me tell you about MedMen for a second, and we'll get back to this. Today's cannabis consumer is everyone and everywhere. Let's drop the labels. Teachers, executives, parents. At MedMen, you are a customer. There's something for everyone, whether you're new to the cannabis world or familiar with it. There's lotions and edibles and vape pens and bath bombs and more. They have touch screens that allow you to view in-depth product info. And red-shirted staff members that are incredibly knowledgeable and put you at ease, answer all your questions. Let's say you want some mozza pizza. Mm-hmm. You want to know what it pairs with. You talk to one of the fine folks over at MedMen. Check out one of their 8 locations in L.A., Orange County, San Diego, or you go online at MedMen.com. Find the store nearest you at MedMen.com. Right, Dawson?
Visit MedMen and mention Adam Carolla at checkout for $10 off your order. Check out MedMen today.
Wow, look at all the samples around the studio.
All right, should we ask our power rankings in cheese or tacos? Or tacos and cheese?
Why not both?
If the cheese is here.
The cheese is here. What is your soft taco ranking, all things being equal, you're going pork. To a place. Yeah, pork's the most flavorful.
That's right. What we say. Pork wins.
What's number two?
I guess it's going to be the al pastor, the steak, the beautiful char-grilled steak, and then chicken.
Right. Yeah. All right. In the
barbacoa.
Yes.
Okay. And,
by the way, goat is delicious. If you can ever find a place that roasts goat is the most consumed animal in the world. And it's like a light lamb. You ever eat it? You ever have it?
Mm-mm.
You're going to love it.
No. Had lamb in Greece, but yeah, Chris has had some.
You have goat made in a wood oven like they do at Vetri's in Philadelphia, and I think there's a place here that does it. I'm trying to think.
What restaurant
Greek,
do you look?
Greek is good for that. Mexican, Lebanese, of course, they eat goat, and who else eats
lots of
it?
Places on Westwood Boulevard, Syrian places, Lebanese places.
Somebody Feed Phil, by the way, season 2 on Netflix, and season 3, we'll throw this out if you give their customer service number a buzz.
They haven't, the Netflix is so wonderful to work for, but there's so many shows that it can take forever to just get them on the phone.
Well, give them a call at 866-579-7172 and tell them you enjoy the show and you like season 3. When do you find out?
I don't know. I'm waiting.
And do you think
I would be here if I had a season 3? I'd be in the Machu Picchu.
Yeah, where do you want to go? What's on your...
The rest of the world. I want to, listen. If I'm trying to motivate Americans, especially to travel, I'm starting with Earth's greatest hits, right? I'm going to the most popular places that you're most likely to want to go.
Now, that's
places,
what I call Earth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That where you're going to have there'll be a hotel, there'll be a bed with a pillow. Most people will speak English, so you don't have to be scared. And the food will be somewhat recognizable. So far, I haven't been on the show to London. I haven't done Chicago, right? These are great places that I think people want to go. Brazil, I haven't been to yet on the show. Australia, I haven't been on the show yet. India.
Right.
I think that's 6 right there.
All right, you want to try this cheese and see if we can figure it out?
Yeah. Are you sure this is cheese?
It came from Trader Joe's.
So we have to do this blindly because you guys will be able to tell by looking at it what cheese you're having.
So I should close my eyes?
Well, you close your eyes and Dylan will bring some cheeses over.
Now, the question is, between the cheddar and the
mild cheddar versus Colby Jack.
Right,
all
right.
I hate Colby Jack.
And our argument is there's not that big a difference between the two.
I don't know if I can tell the difference.
I mean, mild is mild, but I still know I hate it.
I'm keeping my eyes closed.
Me too. Everyone's eyes are closed.
Dylan's going to play.
The wine expert, the Mel Brooks bit.
Are you going to put it in her mouth?
Yeah, put on my tongue like the vicar of Christ.
All right, so if you feel in front of you, they're plates.
Oh, he's a chew.
Caitlin, put one in front of Brian.
Wait. Do I have one?
My eyes are closed.
How do we know which one? I feel two pieces.
I'm tasting one.
I'm being handed the cheese.
All right. Do you want to watch me do it?
We're all being handed the same cheese. Yes.
What's happening?
You got to
eat this one. Okay. I'm eating this one.
I know.
No commenting on it yet, right? We'll eat the second one?
Yeah. Let's try the second one.
Not a second one?
Caitlin's handing them out.
My palate.
Is this the second one for me?
Yes. I can tell this.
Just from holding
it. Just from holding it.
Oh, yeah.
So Colby All Jack right. versus mild cheddar.
All right.
Yeah, it's easy.
All right. The second one is cheddar.
Yep.
The first one doesn't taste that much different than the first one, though.
The second one has a tiny bit of tang.
But you know you hated the first one more.
Wait a minute. Show me the first one again. Wait. What was the first one?
This is the first one.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Wait, no.
That can't be right. No.
It's completely right.
Look at me. This is my first one.
Yeah.
This is very confusing.
Gina, you
try it again.
Hold on. Now I feel like Dylan at a vodka contest.
That doesn't.
Yeah, the smell alone, it smelled like cheddar.
You all picked the same one.
I think they're messing with us.
No.
All right. Now, Gina, you got to walk back. You cannot tolerate Colby Jack.
No, I hate Colby Jack.
You just saw it was cheddar.
Wow. I want to go again.
My mind is blown.
The smell was so much. It did have more of like a pungent.
Well, I mean,
recognizable.
I don't know if but they all lived in, the same pack, so maybe they absorbed each other's flavors. I don't know.
Was this a thing where you said, I love this, but hate this,
and
he said you wouldn't know the difference?
Yes, and I said, I hate Colby Jack.
I wouldn't know the difference.
And so you're right.
I'm very confused.
Actually, no, I could tell.
Put it in my mouth.
Now what?
Now we take a break and prepare for the news while Gina picks up the pieces.
I would like to ask you to please work on the craft services around here.
Yeah, it's a little light. Now, Gina.
Send him over here.
Yeah, Gina said basically one she could live off of and the other was inedible. And I just said it didn't seem like there's that big a gap between the two. Agree. They sort of look the same.
They're very similar.
All right, Gina.
Very similar.
Are you ready to rethink every thought you've ever had?
I have to go home. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do Gina. We'll do the news. Phil will hang around. He'll crack wise. We'll have some sort of lactose intolerance competition. We'll do it right after this break. Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
It's Mark Garagos.
We do a show called Reasonable Doubt.
Best hour in the universe.
Sometimes 54 minutes.
And sometimes we've been known to do 48 minutes as well, and sometimes an hour six.
Either way, we round up. Best hour. Like Mark Bill.
It's exactly like in 6 minute intervals. Exactly.
Every Saturday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Subscribe to Reasonable Doubt, the best hour in the universe, with Mark Garagos and Adam Carolla. Every Saturday on Podcast One, Carolla Digital, and Apple Podcasts.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right, let me hit a quickie casserole edge here, and then we'll get into the news. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown all rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance of up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure, helps fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It's Castrol Edge. Unlock the true performance in your car's engine with Castrol Edge. All right, Gina Grad.
Well, John Goodman may have given away a little bit of a plot point in the upcoming show, The Conners. He defended Roseanne Barr in a new interview with British newspaper The Times. He says he was shocked by Roseanne's tweets about Valerie Jarrett, but he does not believe she's prejudiced at all. Of his reaction of the cancellation of Roseanne, Goodman said he was heartbroken, very depressed. He's prone to depression, and this was not helpful. But following the cancellation,
cast is prone to depression.
Yeah.
Now, later on in his defense of her, he said he didn't know she was a Jew, so he walked
that's
that back.
Right. That's true. He gave away a plot point that's coming up, or at least he thinks it is. ABC developed. Yeah,
I want to heap some praise on Phil Rosenthal.
Sure,
because now whenever I talk to people about, geez, you sit in these writers' rooms, you sit there till 4 a.m, it ends up. Yeah, you start off with a joke that's a 7, and you end up swapping it out with other 7s
right.
that aren't familiar to you.
Right.
So it's sort of like you going, well, your wife's a 7, but you can have sex with this new woman. She's a 6.5, but she's new. And you go, oh, I like this better. And so you have sex with her for a few months, and then you go, hey, there's another 6.5. And you go, not this one? No, a new one. Well, that's better. And then you just sit there and swap these 7s over and over and over again, and then it's 4 a.m. And Phil...
That scenario is so much better than sitting in the writer's room and swapping jokes.
It is. Phil, but it's what happens.
Yes,
you start, you like this other joke, but it's just because it's new.
Right. Yes, of course.
It's not better.
No.
And then now that I talk to people, and I've realized you should go home. You should be with your family. You should listen to their stories. You write down a few notes when you hear about what went on at open house with the kids or the volleyball tryout or the wife's trials and tribulations with the guy behind the counter at the Trader Joe's. And now I hear people saying, you know, Phil Rosenthal used to say to his writers, go home and go be with your family.
That's where the stories are.
And there's where the stories are.
You can't write about real life if you don't have one.
I know you're just sitting in a big room next to Eddie Gordetsky eating cold pizza.
I love that that's your go-to guy.
He's the best punch-up guy in the business, Phil.
I know Eddie very well. He's very funny. But that's hilarious that he's your... Because the name is so good.
It's so good. And all I knew is you needed to get the best punch-up guy in the business to work. And then you realize there is no such thing as the best punch-up guy in the business because he's just bringing in his own new batch of 7s as well that's now competing with your 7s.
There's a story about a punch-up guy comes in, right? And he had like files, little files. And he was an old guy. And they couldn't get the end of the scene. He goes, hold on. And he goes through his Rolodex, pulls out a card. He goes, can the floor be wet?
Right. He's going to slip. All right, sorry. I wanted to praise.
So here's the deal. So following the cancellation, ABC developed a spinoff called The Conners. Goodman suggested that Roseanne's character will be killed off. The character, he says, quote, "I guess he'll be mopey and sad because his wife is dead."
By the way, it didn't take with him. He was killed off.
Right. I was just thinking about the last episode of Roseanne, which was so bizarre.
The whole last season was bizarre.
Very bizarre, but then really kind of had this odd payoff for the very last episode.
You win the lottery.
Well, yeah, that was one of the plot points, but if you haven't seen it by now, they were all characters in a book she was writing, and it really was her family, but it wasn't the exact family we'd been watching all those years.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
But I have to say this, that reboot of Roseanne last year. Forget everything she said. Forget I'm not commenting on that. But that was the best reboot.
Really?
So you endorse her tweets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going to be picked up by the press.
So I really believe they got great writers. And everyone else, by the way, in the show was alive.
Right.
They were still alive, including her mother, Estelle Parsons, who was 90 whatever.
Did they bring back the same writers?
Some, and then like Norman
Eddie
Donald Gordetsky worked on it.
Show up and punch up.
Wanda Sykes was a writer on it. Great people.
Yeah.
No, I was watching that, marveling at how good it was, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if they can keep it going without Roseanne.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So Eddie Murphy expecting his 10th child. Murphy's girlfriend, 39-year-old Paige Butcher, is pregnant with the couple's second and is due to give birth
Eddie
in December.
Eddie Gordetsky's nickname in college. Paige Butcher. He would ruin more scripts.
Oh, my God. Eddie, I do not
he
agree.
He wasn't the best punch-up guy in college.
No, he didn't work for
it. Later came into
Paige Butcher. The worst punch-up guy in the business, Paige Butcher.
I love Eddie.
They have a 2-year-old. Murphy's 57. He has 8 other kids from previous relationships.
Really?
His oldest is 29.
Holy moly.
He's quietly nice crazy, but he just kind of, you know, under the radar kind of. Crazy.
You know Groucho's line, right?
What?
When he was doing You Bet Your Life, and the guy said, I have 9 children. He goes, 9 children. He goes, I like children. He goes, I like my cigar too, but I take it out of my mouth once in a while.
not to name drop, but I have been to Eddie Murphy's house once.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, it was the most earth-shattering, amazing experience of my life just to be in the room with that guy. Mm-hmm. Still hilarious, not super warm, not super, you know, wanting to know, you know, your life story, but just to be in the room with that guy was
pretty funny?
Incredible. Oh my God. He was so funny. Somebody started playing a guitar and he just started making up parody songs. And I don't know if it was that funny or if the fact that I was sitting there. Yeah, I did this. At one point,
it was great while you're at his house, but later after the abortion.
Not as funny.
I do look back on it differently.
Not as funny, right?
That's a very good point, and I did not consider that.
I knew me and Eddie weren't cut out of the same cloth when I was watching him do his stand-up special, and he was wearing a huge ring over a leather driving glove. And I thought, I am not only not a ring guy, but a leather driving glove to hold a microphone, but putting the ring, if you watch him in that purple snakeskin suit where he's putting the ring on the, like he's got a Super Bowl ring on the outside of a leather driving glove. That's style.
That's called style. Yeah.
So he's having his 10th child.
10th child.
With how many women are we?
I don't know. He has 8 kids. No, I'm sorry, 9 kids. And I don't know how many women that is.
You know what might have happened? He wore the condom on the inside.
Oh, that's good.
That could have happened.
Yeah, Chris, maybe you know, but I don't know how many women that is.
There he is. There he is with his driving glove with this big ring on the outside of his driving glove.
It's almost
glove.
Like a Michael Jackson affectation.
I mean, when you wear your purple snakeskin suit, you don't wear a glove and a ring.
Well, so it's kind of a mixed message to the sports car you're driving, which is, I like high performance. That's why I wear this driving gloves. But I also have this huge lump of gold on my wheel hand,
too. That's style. That's style.
It's just for style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Rotten Tomatoes news. I don't know if you saw this today, but it's trying to highlight more diverse voices after they got criticized for being dominated by white men, according to Variety. This might change the way we play the game. So here's what they're doing. They are changing its criteria to include new media platforms like podcasts and streaming shows. as opposed to only, you know, boasting written notices. In addition, the site will include writers whose work might just be on a blog, other than printed outlets. As part of the change, over 200 new Tomatometer-approved critics have been added to Rotten Tomatoes, and the service expects to grow that. So this
but what if they're all just white guys?
Just white bloggers and white podcasters.
Well, is it all that the movie critics are white guys?
That must be it. That there's a more diverse, younger generation with new media platforms and new streaming services, so they're going to open it up.
So now it's just Yelp.
Yeah. I was going to say that this is going to send their reviews more towards the IMDb end of the scale, where they're all between 5.2 and 5 and 8. You know what I mean? Like, there's not going to be
Like Weekend at Bernie's 2, IMDb is a 7.1, and Goodfellas is 7.4. And it's like, that's when you go to IMDb. You're like, they can't all just be in the 6.5 to 7.3 range, which every movie is your favorite movie 7.2 on IMDb. I will say this: if you're looking for diversity, is that what they're looking for?
Yes.
Watch out, because I don't think this is going to help the next, you know, Black Panther 2 or anything, because there's a notion that, like, well, you need more people of color who can weigh in on whatever. You'd rather have guilty white people weighing in on this movie than, well, people of color. If you talk to Mark Geragos, attorney, he'll tell you the black jury's much tougher. Like, black women jurors are much tougher on black criminals than a white jury might be. So there's a...
They did not consider that.
Got to be careful.
That's
what you ask for, Black Panther 2.
And by the way, it's a tomato meter, but on the morning show, we always call it the Tomatometer. There's already been some controversy coming up on our phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So the livestock industry in Missouri is taking aim at plant-based meat substitutes. Very curious what you think about this, Phil. By becoming the first state in the country to have a law on the books that prohibits food to be used to be called meat when it's referring to anything other than animal flesh. So the state law forbids, quote, misrepresenting a product as meat that is not derived from harvested production, livestock, or poultry. Violators can be fined $1,000 and imprisoned for a year. Mm. This is also going to go federal, too. So meanwhile, the meat substitute market is expected to reach $7.5 billion globally by 2025. I don't know if Brian and I have had the Impossible Burger, and I think there's an Evolution Burger that are very meat-like. And I think that people in the livestock and beef industry are trying to shut that down.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does that compare to a good burger?
We knew which one was which.
But
it's still good.
Good for a meatless burger.
When they dress it up like a Big Mac, it tastes a lot like a Big Mac.
It does.
Right? When it's all a vehicle for what's going on there. Same with hot dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, if you have enough great mustard, sauerkraut, onions on your dog, it can almost be anything.
Yeah.
Almost.
But the Impossible Burger, it was interesting because it had a very pink flavor and had kind of like a...
It bleeds, they say. Because of beet juice in there.
Exactly. Yeah. It has a blood quality.
But they're saying that people are calling these things meat?
Well, if there's, say, a burger restaurant and, say, on the menu, you're listing the burgers.
Yeah.
And the plant-based burger is listed as one of the burgers. That's not going to fly in Missouri.
But wouldn't you want to know that you're not eating meat if that's what you're looking for?
Probably, but I think the beef industry probably just wants to make it tougher on...
As hard as they can. The way
remember when they went after Oprah?
Went after electric cars.
Right, sure.
Right? Yep.
Remember the whole beef council went after Oprah how many years ago?
Oh,
and
that's
she was
right.
in court forever.
And they didn't get her.
Right, but they spent
She's still out there.
That's true.
That's how she met Dr. Phil.
Right, that's true.
Well, from that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he would do like the mock trial prep stuff where they go, well, what if I asked you this or what if I said that? And he had a whole company, I think, that did the mock trial. And they're within, 90 percentile, they can figure out like how this case is going to turn out by mocking it up.
Right.
Basically, it's a wind tunnel for trials. Which is, you could go down the race car track at 200 miles an hour, or you could park it in a wind tunnel and have the wind come past it at 200 miles an hour and see the same effect that it had on the vehicle. So he could figure this out. All right, hold on. How many Geicos do I have left? Three?
One.
All right, why do you have Geico at the top of the thing? What do I keep pointing? Why do I keep pointing at this thing?
Wait. Because I said you have to do Castrol first, so you did Castrol.
Oh.
And then now I shifted all the other ones up.
Oh. Sorry. I owe you an apology. Brian apologized to Chris Maxipata.
Come on, Brian.
I'm sorry. I was here to
see
this.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at my... I don't have... I got Geico, Simply Safe. So Castrol...
Yeah, we had to do it twice
okay,
this half.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Can I propose a question for Phil and the group while we work this out?
Good.
We can think about this in the meantime. So, Phil, you get asked a lot about fine dining, exotic dining, going here, going there, the best this, the best that. What is... Everyone can answer this. What is your favorite chain restaurant? If you have to go, you got to go to the chain restaurant with the kids or the grandkids or whoever, the nephews or whatever.
I got my
favorite chain migration restaurant, El Pollo Loco, but just chain restaurant. Thank you, Janice Grant.
Go ahead. Do ice cream parlors count?
No, nothing with the name parlor count.
I'll ask you guys this: does Fogo de Chao count? Because there's there's like 12
that
of
those.
No, are you talking about a fast food chain?
That's on a technicality.
Fast casual.
Fridays,
like a Fridays or an Olive Garden or a place like that.
Can't think of one.
I got mine.
Go ahead.
Well, ever since I moved from Kansas, I vowed to not spend another moment in a franchise or a chain. So I really don't go to them that often, but. Fucking Outback, man.
Really?
It's the best.
Outback is really good.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Never
been.
Steak is good?
Well, specifically, we'd go to the gun range, and then we'd go to Outback. And that was a hell of a date. That was a good night.
You Jews.
This is
Jewish.
Not,
can you believe it?
This is not in my wheelhouse.
It's really good.
Really?
Really juicy chicken breast, and you got that awesome blossom or the whatever their version
after
is.
They're just shooting something.
Just a Target.
Oh, okay.
When I was at the Acme Comedy Theater a million years ago.
Bloomin' Onion, that's what it is.
I had a friend named Katie, and she managed the TGI Fridays in Canoga Park. And I lived in an apartment in Santa Monica, and I used to drive from Santa Monica to Canoga Park just because she'd let me eat the ribs, the ribs for free. Yeah. And I loved all that crap. There's a place in my heart for the middle level stuff. But if you're going chain, do you go in and out?
No, we're thinking more mid level casual
sit down dining.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a Cuban place in New York that has multiple locations. Does that count?
Nope. Okay. The criteria is if you say the name, the people listening, at least half of them have been to one.
So us raised in the flyover states have at least one in the neighborhood.
Chris is weighing in with a P.F. Chang's, which I would definitely
solid,
get behind. Because I do enjoy P.F. Chang's.
Do you enjoy it 20 minutes after you leave?
I'm fine with it all the way through.
Will you guys accept Houston's?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Then that's my number one by far.
French onion soup.
Their ribs are outstanding.
I forgot about Houston's.
Houston's is good.
And Gulfstream and all their subsidiaries.
Yeah. We'll try it.
Phil, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I like that one. That's
Houston's.
Good. I mean,
right.
I'm stumped.
Factory.
No.
How dare you? Applebee's.
Yeah.
Next question.
Islands?
Mm-hmm.
Hamburger, Hamlet, Habit.
Is Islands a big enough chain? Their burgers and fries
are good.
But also,
let's be fair. Phil is wildly out of touch. hey, Richard Branson, what is your favorite motel under $35 a night? Under $35.
Motel. What's your favorite motel?
Under $35 a night.
I would rather have a great sandwich than a four-star French meal on most nights, really.
Lowfalutin. All right, sorry, Gina Grad.
All right.
Where were
you? Well, speaking of food, if you thought fruit punch and popping candy fireworks Oreos were weird, there's more. Mondelez International, that's Oreo's parent company, just announced
Mondelez? That couldn't be more Jewish.
Oh, how good is... Oh, my God.
Sounds like a wrestler from GLOW.
They don't sound like anything you'd want to try, but it's going to be available in China.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you, rather than something sweet or fruity or vaguely sugary at all.
Fish?
No. Squid. Big and bold flavors. You've guessed squid.
Ginger?
No.
This is Oreo? In Oreo?
In Oreos.
Oh,
flavored
I don't
Oreos,
like Oreos in
China.
In Japan?
In China.
In China. Because in Japan, they change, every few months, there's a pop culture
phenomenon,
novelty food thing.
Is there
it's
a
incredible.
Sauce? Shezlong or something?
Close-ish. I'm going to give you one. One is wasabi.
Ooh.
It's a bright green cream with the chocolate cookie. And the other one, hot chicken wing.
I got to tell you,
coming up on
sort of doubling back. I was just talking to my kids and my nanny last night about, their classmates are, there's a lot of vegetarian kids coming up. Like, they're coming up in the ranks. Like, we didn't know when we were in junior high, vegetarian, what the hell is this? I was talking about, it's funny what just become, it's just part of the conversation, the lexicon or something. We're on a trip, we're racing cars, and I said, I don't know, how did Kylie Jenner come up? I can't remember.
It's on the Forbes list.
I think, we said Kendall. It's like, oh, Kendall's car's out there. And you went, oh, Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, it was, Tommy Kendall. Sorry, yeah. It was a Trans Am racer. Anyway, it's a stupid joke. Anyway, my son went, oh, is that the transgendered fellow over there? And I said, no, that's her dad or mom or aunt or whatever it is. But it was a common thing, like just transgender.
Yeah,
and
it's no biggie.
No biggie. And lots of vegan and vegetarian kids coming up.
2% of the country.
Yeah, and those kids will be happy to know. Did you know that Oreos are vegan?
No, but so I don't like Oreos. So they're not a good cookie in my mind.
I love Oreo.
You do?
I really do.
I don't think, out of the 7 Girl Scout cookie varieties, I'd like 6 of them better than the Oreo. Yeah.
That's all right. Everybody loves the Girl
Scout. Oreo's good in things like Oreo cheesecake, Oreo ice cream, you know, the cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies and cream, yeah, sure.
Those are a sweet spot.
Let me tell you.
I like them because they're not too sweet.
I'll tell you what is too sweet in the... What is sweet in the automotive insurance department? Geico. There you go. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your auto insurance, and you don't have to go anywhere. You just go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. You take that extra money, you put it in your pocket, and take it to Houston's. Get some decent ribs, right? Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance at Geico. All right, Gina, what else we got?
Well, Beyonce and Jay-Z are turning their tour into a giving spree. So the Carters are using their charity initiatives to help fund the dreams of high school seniors wanting to go on to college. Students need to, quote, demonstrate academic excellence, show financial need for the 2018-2019 academic year. But here's the catch. Students must reside in or around one of the cities where the On the Run tour is headed. So you can be around Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Arlington, New Orleans, Houston, Phoenix, LA, San Diego, Santa Clara, and Seattle. That's
how could you tour and do that kind of job with your wife?
I think about that a lot.
I when I wrote my first book, the publisher came to me and they said, we want you to write a book. And I said, thank you. I'm flattered, but I can't really type. And they said, well, you don't have to type. You just get someone who can type and then you just sort of dictate. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'll just have my wife type, and then I'll just dictate. And
oh, my God, it's exciting.
9 minutes later, we're having a fucking fist fight in the kids' room, and I was like, oh, this will never work. This is impossible. We're screaming at each other, and we haven't even really gotten started.
You're still the forward.
I was trying to acknowledge you and the kids.
Should we put the page number in the upper corner or the bottom of the... You always do this!
I realized, and I was like, oh, this will never work, and then I just hired Mike Lynch, and it turned out to be great, but I realized, we can't do this.
No.
We can't sit down and write a book. We didn't get 3 pages in before the shouting match
with all
began.
Due respect, you're not Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're gods and goddesses.
But I feel like if we were just on tour together and there was pyrotechnics and entrances and exits and changes, I'd be on stage, we'd be doing a duet, she'd drop a line, or I'd go up a note or down a thing,
and it
would just, a look would be exchanged.
Maybe that's the only place they see each other. On the tour.
Well, there's actually a fairly famous meme. Chris, I don't know if you have seen it, but it was going around on Facebook. They're on stage together. Jay-Z's coming up to Beyonce. She gives him a look. And he walks down the stage like this.
Uh-oh.
So something happened before the show.
Well, it has to, because there has to be so much history, because it's like you get to the green room and the writer was screwed up, except for screwed up, not all her stuff.
Right.
She got all her stuff. All your stuff didn't make the list, and now you're pissed, and she was in charge of the writer, and you immediately get pushed out on stage.
Yep.
Yes, I'm not going on if she comes out with the baseball bat.
Oh, right.
That's good.
Right.
It's safe.
I'm not going out
there. That's right.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So in a little
that
bit
of like Jay-Z imitation.
What happened to Beyonce's sister?
Solange.
Yeah. Didn't she go at Jay-Z in the elevator?
Didn't she punch him at a party?
She went nuts on him.
Yeah.
She went all Ray Rice on his ass in an elevator.
Yeah. defending
the
honor.
My elevator violence reference.
That's just your scale.
Defending the honor of her sister. Who? Because I think she thought she caught Jay-Z flirting with somebody else.
Man, my sister would never do that.
She goes that crazy on him?
Yeah.
Show
a flirt?
Pull up the tape.
Yeah, there is security footage.
There's her going.
That was a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Beyonce's just kind of standing back, letting it all happen.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. Yeah, elevator's a tough place to be confronted.
Yeah.
It's small. It's windowless. You can't really go pull over, let me out. Like, it's just, you're pretty much in that corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sort of went nuts. It's also a place where a lot of action takes place because people don't assume that there are cameras in elevators.
Right. Which is silly.
It's silly.
There she goes.
She's in his grill.
She's
taking swings at him. Like, she's throwing right hands, then throws the kick.
I don't believe it. That level of violence is not because he flirted with someone else.
Yeah.
Something else had to go down.
And look at Beyonce. He's got a hold of her leg.
Yeah.
He insulted her in some way. Oh, that's you don't go that crazy over
your sister's honor.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
No.
Right.
Oh, she's
the security guy left him there together.
I'm telling you, there's no way my sister would do that for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
She doesn't love me enough.
No, clearly not.
No, that's a personal affront.
Or maybe he did more than flirt.
Yeah, she found a text.
Yeah, she caught him, not Beyonce.
I still think it's too personal.
He did something to her.
You know what? Maybe I should sit down with both of them and get to the bottom of this.
That'd be great.
Peacemaker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do a food summit.
Ray Rice was just arguing with his girlfriend, right?
Let's not get into this.
Okay. I like elevator violence. Some people like elevator music. I like the opposite. Elevator violence.
I heard there's a tape out there, security tape of someone very, very big. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, what? We need more than that.
What is that?
Nope.
Good, bad, ugly.
Is it going to come to fruition? Are we going to see it on TMZ soon?
We might. They're trying to get it.
Mm.
Very, very big. Doesn't get bigger.
What?
With something violent or something sexual? Or please let it be both. No. Please, I like both. That's my Reese's peanut butter cup of life.
I'm not saying anymore.
Okay, but come somebody on. Very, very big.
What if they're so big, what if they come after me? In an elevator. That's right.
Okay, without giving any details,
yes.
The person, yes. What is the context of this tape?
Is it just embarrassing or legal ramifications?
Like it's like that. It's like a security cam in the elevator.
This is a Donald and Melania situation.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's what Brian says.
I'm trying to break Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You could see it though, right? You could see in the wake of a Stormy Daniels situation or a Karen McDougal. Well, those are the only two, but if there was a third.
The real Melania or the body double Melania?
That's right.
She's where's she from? What's Slovakia or something? Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. They're headhunters over there. They throw punches.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they'll throw your head at you.
She's buttoned up. She's got a lot of storage. She's like one of those novelty taffy cans. Pull the lid. Pow. Snakes go sailing.
It's Slovenia.
Yeah. It's going to happen. Oh, I believe that.
That's good.
And also,
we've all seen the thing where she slaps his hand out of the
water. Yeah.
It's bubbling under the surface.
When you're a big dude, like when you're just sort of a lot of dude.
You're a big target.
It's like
more mass.
As much as people think it's the opposite, it's really this. When you're just sort of a big lump of dude, people will punch at you more easily than they would at a diminutive guy because you could actually damage that guy. I think big guys are like easier
to go at.
Well, in high school, it is the opposite. Yeah. But when women go after, like when Solange is going after Jay-Z, she's doing it in a way that like, no guy could, in earnest, really go after the sister because he'd kill them or knock them out. She's allowed to go nuts on him and not really damage him, you know, scratch a retina maybe.
Well, and everyone knows that there's no way he'd fight back. That would be insane.
Right. All right. Tell that to Ray Rice. Well, we're looking for this tape. Let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Right? Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure, helps fight against friction and delivers maximum level of performance. I put it in all my cars. You do it too. Somebody sent me a tweet. Show me three bottles. Said three times, fool.
Nice. On three it. Times,
I
fool.
I think Brian saw that as well.
That was me who said three times, fool.
So we appreciate that. Either way, I saw the tweet, and we like it. Castrol Edge, everybody. Here comes Dr. Drew into the room.
Come
He's
and say
saying hi,
hi
to Phil.
What you eating?
We're not talking to you, Drew. Don't leave Drew alone.
All right, don't hug him.
No, I have to come in. I'm such a Phil fan.
Well, go fill him outside the studio.
He filled his mouth full of food and came in the studio.
You don't have to.
I don't know what's the matter with
you
that.
You never have to come into
I'll
a studio.
Have a Drew's
really
you have a little cheese dripping from your chin or something.
That's always a good look. Thank you.
All right.
Come on.
There it is.
Can you help me?
It's a thread or something.
Look at Drew. Looks good.
I'm saying I'm admiring your show. Relax, man.
Did you see the video footage of Phil going at it with his wife in the elevator?
I heard about it.
It's coming out on TMZ.
Ray Rice meets Phil.
Phil caught up in this whole Me Too movement.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. You can't be an ingenue forever.
Gina That was the news.
With seems like Gina there's Grad. A lot more news out there to be done.
There's a ton of news.
All right, one more story then.
Oh. All right. Hold on. Thanks, Phil.
Say he wants more news.
It just seems like with all the stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
Well, we don't like to get too too macabre.
I understand.
We like to keep it. You
can move
more.
On. It's not my show.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
All right.
You can't be an ingenue forever.
There you go.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
I want to thank Simply Safe for being a sponsor of this show. Exactly what home security should be. Great protection. It's Simply Safe. Ridiculously easy to use and no hidden fees. SimplySafe.com/Adam. All right. Tomorrow, Jay Moore in studio.
He's very good.
We love Jay Moore.
Also, AJ Benza, too.
Oh, AJ Benza.
Yeah, just confirmed.
He's great, too. Phil Rosenthal.
Hello.
Somebody feed Phil.
Please.
You can binge watch. It's now streaming Netflix. Six episodes. Watch it. It's so good.
Thank you.
It's hydrate before you watch it. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, you'll get kittens in your tummy. And you can shoot Phil a tweet at Phil Rosenthal as well. And also check out Cold Case Files from Podcast One, and where you listen to all better podcasts at Apple and so on and so forth. And until next time, Adam Kroll for Phil Rosenthal, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian saying mahalo. I have nothing in my head.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Race on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Join us tomorrow night. Tonight. At the Ice House in Pasadena. Get your tickets now with guest Dr. Drew at AdamCarolla.com.